Shabbos Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Ein nosin kli tachas aner l'kabel b'os Hashem. And one should not put a vessel like a bowl underneath a lamp in order that it should receive the oil. This is talking about on Shabbos. So this is a problem of being mevatel kli mehechana, which basically means that you're not allowed to on Shabbos take a vessel that's fully usable and movable and put it in a situation or in a place that you're not allowed to move it from that place. And it's almost like appears like a malacha because it almost feels that you're cementing it down into that place. So you have a fully movable bowl and you're putting it here to receive the dripping oil. The oil is muksa, and the muksa of the oil could be for a few reasons. One is muksa machmas mitzvah. The oil was designated for the mitzvah of lighting. And then there's a concept of one something is muksa, bein hashmashos, at the onset of Shabbos, it's muksa for the whole Shabbos. So this oil for the candle was set aside to light for a mitzvah of lighting. And this oil has no other use. So that's falling on this bowl that you put there on Shabbos. The bowl cannot be used because the bowl is subservient to the oil. The other reason is because the oil is muksa machmas iser. The iser is that if one would try to take the oil, he would have an issue of being mechabe, of kiboy. Even if the kiboy is only durabanan, because melacha shein tzricha legufa, still, when something is aser, bein hashmashos, it's aser for the whole day. So don't put the bowl there on Shabbos. But if you put it there before Shabbos, it's mutter. Taisis Yantif says, according to Taisis, that this mutter is even lechatchil. In other words, you're allowed to put it there before Shabbos to catch dripping oil. Now, regarding the oil itself, you're not allowed to have any benefit from because it's muksa, it's not prepared, like we said. One is allowed to move a newer lamp, but not an older lamp. The reason is because a newer lamp can be used for other things as well. But a yashan, an older lamp, is muktzah machmas mias. It's disgusting for a person to use it for anything else except for candle lighting, and therefore it's muksah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol haneris metaltelin chutz min hanera doylik b'Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon did not hold of muktzah machmas mias. He doesn't hold of muktzah machmas mitzvah. He also doesn't hold that if something's muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos, it's muktzah for the whole Shabbos. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, all lamps can be moved. The only one that can't be moved is a lamp that's lit on Shabbos. Now the Rav says, what's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? Because this is a problem that if you would move this lamp, we're afraid that the candle may go out. It's a davar shelo miskaven. You don't have kavana. You're moving the lamp for a different reason. So the Tfersol explains, we're probably dealing with a case of a psik resha, that Rabbi Shimon is moded, that if you have a case where the lamp, the light is certainly going to be going out, then Rabbi Shimon would be moded that it's aser. But the other thing, the other problem is that Rabbi Shimon holds melocha she'ein etzricha legufa is potter. And even if the fire is inevitably going to go out, it's a psik resha delo nichole. He doesn't care, and it doesn't benefit him, the candle going out. It's the only constructive extinguishing if one is doing it to fix the wick. And that's obviously not the case here. So this is melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. So we're going to see that may be true, and it would still be awesome at the rabban melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. And we're going to soon see that you even make a gzeira on a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. They're very machmer on melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. Even if it's not awesome at the raisa, we're still machmer by it. The only muktzah the Rav says, the Rabbi Shimon does agree to, is muktzah machmas chisaron kis, where something's very valuable, like let's say a moel's knife or something like that, where you wouldn't use it for anything else. So it's totally, totally designated for its only function. That is muksa for its function only. Mishnah continues, noisn kli tachas aner l'kabel nitzotzes. One is allowed to, on Shabbos, put a vessel like a bowl, let's say, underneath a lamp that's shooting out sparks, because you're not here being mevato kli mehechano, because the bowl is still going to be able to be moved, because the sparks are not anything valuable. It's not like oil. It's almost like they don't even exist. They're inconsequential. So the bowl doesn't become subservient to these little sparks or tiny ashes that are inside of it. Therefore, the bowl still retains its use. Mashenkin, the oil that trips, the oil is muksa in the other case. And that's why you couldn't put a bowl to catch oil, but you can put a bowl to catch sparks. But when it comes to adding water, and the Rav says, even on Erev Shabbos, don't put the bowl there Erev Shabbos to catch sparks. The gzeira is that even though that's not a problem, because you can have your kli doing malacha for you on Shabbos, as long as you set it up before Shabbos, we hold like Beis Hillel. The real problem is, the Rav says, it's a gzeira that once we allow you to do this before Shabbos, you may come to put a bowl filled with water on Shabbos, and while you're doing it, you may be over the iser of being mechabe. And Taisis Yantif brings, and Taisis asked this question, we just said it before, that even though if he would be mechaba on Shabbos by bringing the bowl of water here to catch the sparks, it would only be a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. So therefore, we're asering even Erev Shabbos, so it sounds like a gzeira on a gzeira. Taisis says that you see, and that's what we said before, that you see melacha she'ein tzricha legufa, they're machmir, and they make a gzeira onto it, even though it's only derabanan. So in this case, you have a gzeira on a gzeira. A gzeira of Erev Shabbos, that it may come that on Shabbos you may do the same thing, you may be over Melacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa, yet Chazal still make a gzeira and a gzeira.